This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good morning, everyone. Shalom aleichem, baruch haba, mafreilchem tu b'shvat. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah Daf HaShavua. We're learning Siman Samach Gimel Sif Hei. We're going to try to finish Siman Samach Gimel. Im Hayo Yashen. If someone was sleeping, Mitzarim Oisai. We pain someone, Umi'irim Oisai. We wake him up, Ad Sheyikra Pasuk Rishayin. Until he reads the first pasuk, V'hu Er Mamish. And he Mamish awake. Mikan ve'ilach, the rest of it, ein mitzar noisa k'dei shikravu er mamish. We don't pain him that he should read it mamish awake. She'afal pishu kar misnam neim yatza. Even if he's dozing, he's yatza. Haga v'din shasoi v'shikar ayin l'kaman simen tzadik tesef aleph. Now, what's very interesting is that l'gabi, the first pasuk, we wake someone up to make sure they're completely up. The rest of it, even dozing off is okay. I'm in the middle of working on a sefer on Chinuch Habanim, and I was like putting the finishing touches on it. And I remember I once saw, they asked Rabbi Gershon Edelstein, if you have a teenager, you know, and the question was asked during COVID when, you know, there was no day and night. Kids, teen, they went to sleep very late, they woke up late, you know, shir started very late. And the question is waking them up for Zman Kriya Shema. So they asked him, Gershon, should you wake up a teen for his man Kriya Shema? So he said, Rak b'divrei noyam, rak b'divrei noyam. You know, only pleasantly. So he said, okay, but the kid's not getting up. You know, pleasantly. Kid's not getting up. Should you shake the kid? Should you drag the kid out of bed? He said, no. He said, no kfiya. You can't use any force in chinuch. There's no kfiya in chinuch. Okay. Sif katan tezayin misnam neim vuadin oines acher hamavato kavanas yatsa. Likewise, any different oines is mavato your kavana. Your yotze, meaning not just dozing off. If somebody is has another distraction, your yotze. Darial kapanim karakula, you said the whole thing. Avlam nishtaka b'shein avloi kara la yatsa. If you conked out, and you didn't say the whole thing. You're not yoytze, obviously. Dehare al kopanim tzach l'kroy sekul. You have to read the whole thing. So bottom line is, let's say like this. A guy is out cold. The guy is really in a deep slumber. And the Zman Kriya Shema is in 10 minutes. And he's sleeping through his alarm. Are you obligated to get a guy up for Zman Kriya Shema? Are you allowed to get a guy up for Zman Kriya Shema? Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach says, you should wake him up to say Kriya Shema and to daven. Even though he's not mechuyev to right now. Because he's an anus, because he's sleeping. So he said, what do you mean, why is he an anus? The answer is, let's say the guy is he went to sleep, and he's not hearing his alarm. He's sleeping through his alarm. So what do you want from the guy? Not like the guy didn't set an alarm. He set an alarm. And he's just not waking up. So if he wouldn't wake up and miss, he would miss Kriya Shema and Tefillah. It wouldn't be his fault. He's an anus. Reb Shlomo Zalman says you should still wake him up. Why? He's not mevatel aseh, but he's going to lose out the zuchus of Kriya Shema and Tefillah. However, the Keren Ladavid in the Shevet Alevi says, that the Kavana, in other words, what's the Shulchan Aruch talking about? Hayo Yashen. The Makar Chaim says, it's when the Mechaber says you need to wake the guy up, it's talking about he's dozing. So since he's dozing, you wake him up. But a guy's out cold, you're not mechuyev to. But according to Shlomo Zalman, it's better to be mezakeh him. But the Shevet Alevi says, is the Shulchan Aruch is talking about even a guy is mamish sleeping. And me'ikar hadin, you have to wake him up. to at least say the first pasuk of Shema. Okay, this machlokes has to be clarified more. Okay. Vedad yeh sholosh deos bein ha-paiskim. Three opinions in the paiskim. I think there are even more, but yeh shayim rem derak pasuk rishon v'adam atar. Some say only the first pasuk is medaraisa. V'yeh shayim d'chol parsha rishayinu min atar. Some say the whole first parsha. V'yeh shayim rem degam hashniyahu min atayra. And some say that the second parsha is also min atayra. I believe that's the Pri Chadash. By the way, the Prima Gadim says that even according to the Shita, that the first two parshas are the Iraisa, Baruch Shem is the Rabbanan. Baruch Shem cannot be the Iraisa. How could it be the Iraisa? How could the Torah say you have to read these parshas? The Torah doesn't say Baruch Shem. So nobody says Baruch Shem is the Iraisa, which is very interesting. You might not be Yoitse, but nobody says it's the Iraisa. Very interesting to me. Everyone agrees the third parsha is medaraisa. Kedela haskir yitzias mitzrayim. The siknu lahaskir bezman krishma. They're masaking it that you should say it bezman krishma. Va'ayin lekamon mesim tzamach zayim v'mishaburu v'shari tshuva sham. Okay. Sivvav. Hakari krishma. Lo yirmoz ba'inav. No winking. V'lo yikroitz v'sasav. No gesticulating. V'lo yirabetz v'oisav v'parsha rishoyna. And don't point with your finger in the first parsha. Shu ikar kabbalas olmach shemayim. Then they shenir kukari arai. It looks like you're doing the mitzvah in a haphazard way. Uchsev v'dibar tabam v'darshinan asei oisam keva. You need to make it formal, established. It says Mishra lo yirmaz v'afilu dvar mitzvah asa limaz. You can't even be maramis for a dvar mitzvah. So what would an example of that? So the Ben Ish Chai says, even when you're saying Krishma Alamita, you're not to be Marames. Why? Because it sounds like it's not a din in the Kiyam Maaseh. It's a din in Shema, which has to be V'dibar Tabam Aseh Oysom Keva. These words have to be Keva. What if somebody already said Shema Abizmanoi, and now you're saying it Shaloi Bizmanoi with the brachas? Reb Chaim Kanievsky says it's also Asur Lemrois. Certainly you're not allowed to smoke tobacco during Kriya Shema. I would say also other times you're not allowed to smoke tobacco because suicide is prohibited at all times during the day. Okay, weiter. Now, what about could you motion to your friend during Shema not to violate an Isser? If there's no other way, you're allowed to be merames. You can even speak. Because technically, you're allowed to be shayel b'shalayim mibnei hayira. So what about collecting tzedakah during Kriya Shema? Ben Ish Chai says it's aser. You're allowed to collect tzedakah. By the way, are you allowed to collect tzedakah during Chazaras HaShatz? Aser. Aser. Are you allowed to give tzedakah during Kriya Shema? Reb Chaim Knievsky says, in the middle of tefillah, could be your pater, oisik mitzvah, pater min ha-mitzvah. But if you want to give, you could give even during Kriya Shema. You could. What about to stand up for a Talmud Chacham of Kriya Shema? The Chida says, you have to. Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld, the Chazonish says, even in the first Pasuk of Shema, you have to stand up. The Adara says, during the first Parasha, you don't stand up. The second one, you do. Shevi Alevi says, you're putter from standing up, Bein HaPrakim Yerchayev. Okay, interesting. What about if you have to wipe your nose? I thought you might want to know that. You're not allowed to. So if you're the tissue guy, you know the tissue guy? The tissue guy is the guy, he gets up 90 times during Shacharis to get a tissue. The rest of the day, he's very focused on what he has to do. But during Shacharis, he's very busy with the tissues. You cannot wipe your nose during Shema. Because you can't smoke, you can't wipe your nose. But if it's a matter of kavod abriyos, without getting into details, I think you know what that means. Yeah? You're allowed to even beparsha rishayna. But while you're wiping your nose, stop saying Shema. Don't be saying Shatam lo'is al yadecha while you're wiping your nose. Stop. What about your hat? You want to fan yourself during Shema. You're not allowed to. Okay. Make sure you daven in a shul that has good air conditioning. Okay? Stam, that's a klal gadol in life in general. Okay. So, you're not allowed to be merames, even ledvar mitzvah, and you can't smoke. Tzedakah, Reb Chaim says you're probably pater, you're allowed to. Even the second parsha. For dvar mitzvah, everyone says you could be merames in the second parsha. Aval lahafsik lehed yoloi. But to outright be mafsik, not v'ayin lekaman m'simen samach zayin. Siv zayin. Haya oisik b'melacha. Let's say you're in the middle of doing work. You're a car mechanic. You're fixing a transmission. Stop doing what you're doing until you read the first parsha. The transmission will wait till the second parsha. Says it's that from there and on, from the first parsha on, it's mutter even bebrachas kriyashma. V'chein mavur behedi b'sim samachov. He says b'dir masal mashikasa. Rakim ira ayin shava. And the comes from kuvtalia b'tavsiv katan aleph v'tzarchi and gadol. Seems like it's not pasha that you could continue working in the rest of Shema. Let's see. There the Taz says that when you're doing a mitzvah, or when you're oisik b'tfilah, or you're saying any bracha, you can't do anything else. I mean, what the Mishnah Berurah is bothered by here is, how could we say that if you're in the middle of doing a job, you only have to interrupt for the first parsha? The Taz later on says, you cannot do anything during any bracha whatsoever. Not just the first parsha of Shema. Sif, okay, Sif Ches, ha'umnim, workers, v'chein balabai shayu oisim malacha b'roish ilan, or balabai on the top of a tree, a b'roish shur sabinu, on the top of a scaffolding, kairin kriya shema b'makayman, they say shema in their place, v'einon tzrichan leirat, they don't have to go down. So if let's say you're walking down the street, and you hear, echa, so realize, probably a guy up there on the scaffolding, he's saying shema, he doesn't have to come down. Sif Tes, ha'katof, afal pi shema soy, al ksefer kar kriya shema. Someone who carries packages, even though the package is on his shoulder, he says Shema. He should not begin saying Shema when he's starting to load it on his shoulders, or not when he's taking it off his shoulders, because at that time his mind is not settled. Says, even if it's heavy, it's 4 kav heavy. That by Shemana Esrei we say, this is a package that will disturb your kavana, you can't daven with it. For Shema, it's mutter. For Shema, we allow it. Why? The Prichadar says, by Kriya Shema, the kavana is only ma'akiv in the first pasuk. And for one pasuk, you could be mechavein with something on your shoulder. But a whole bracha? Nah, that you can't. Fine. That's what we're up to. Yeah? We're going to hold it over here. And we will pick it up as a Shem on Monday with Simen Samach Daled. I wish everybody a Freilichin Tu B'Shvat and a wonderful day and a good Shabbos. No, I'm not accusing anyone of smoking. I'm just pointing out that nobody should. That's just my.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.